Poslušate SBS Slovenije.
Večkrat se spomnim rojakov, ki v svetu živi razsejani. Zdi se do mnoga.
Drage poslušalke, spoštovani poslušalci, pozdravljeni ponovno v slovenski oddaji na radiju SBS. Danes v soboto 25. junija 2022 na Dan državnosti Republike Slovenije. In sedaj je čas, da v studiju uživo, dragi poslušalci, spoštovane poslušalke, pozdravim mojo posebno gostjo, ki jo seveda vsi zelo dobro poznate, vsaj tisti, ki živite v Melbourneu. In sicer je to predsednica Sveta slovenskih organizacij Viktorije, tajnica Slovenskega društva Melbourne in članica Sveta vlade Republike Slovenije za Slovence v zamejstvu in po svetu. Takšne titule, najbolje, da jo kar pozdravim po domače. Pozdravljena Frances Urbas Johnson.
Hvala, Katarina, lepo pozdravljena tudi ti in me res veseli, da sem tukaj v živim s tabo danes.
Ja, in kaj se ti je pletlo po glavi, ko si hodila po Trgu federacije in videla našo preljubo slovensko zastavo?
Oh, čisto ljubezen, ljubezen v srcu.
No, za vse tiste poslušalce, ki morda ne veste, kako mi dve delava intervjuje ponavadi, jaz govorim po slovensko, Frances pa tudi večinoma slovensko in angleško, tako da vse naše generacije razumejo, o čem govoriva.
Tako da, lepo povedano.
Tako da, povej, kako si, kaj se pripravlja v tvojem življenju. Slišali smo, da se bo nekaj dogajalo tudi na Slovenskem društvu Melbourne 23. julija. Ta mesec so vse povsod praznovanja. Kaj se dogaja?
There is, Katarina. We start them off today, of course, being Slovenian Statehood Day. And we have celebrations at Slovenian Club Jadran, starting from about 3 o'clock, a very traditional celebration at that club. And I will be heading down there because I've heard that they will be tempting us with a lovely cuisine, a regional cuisine from Primorska called Zevenza. So I will be partaking in this for sure. And then we head over to Planica tomorrow for, again, a lovely traditional Slovenian celebration for Statehood Day from 1 o'clock. Geelong celebrating next weekend on the 2nd of July and including the official opening of their cultural room by the Slovenian ambassador. And then, as you said, Slovenian Association Melbourne celebrating Statehood Day a little bit later on the 23rd of July, again with the traditional types of things that happen on the day, being the bonfire, the cuisine and the live entertainment.
No, in za vse tiste Slovence, ki živite v Melbourneu in še niste imeli priložnosti spoznati njegovo ekscelenco veleposlanika Republike Slovenije, gospoda Jurija Riflja, bo priložnost, oziroma bosta kar dve ali pa celo tri priložnosti. Prva bo v Geelongu 2. julija, naslednja bo, mislim, da na Deakin University v ponedeljek 4. julija. In potem, kot si že dejala, na Slovenskem društvu Melbourne 23. julija. Tako da preden odide v Slovenijo, preden konča mandat, bo tudi priložnost za srečanje z njim, za pogovor, kako se boš ti njega spominjala, kakšne spomine gojiš, oziroma vsi seveda smo zelo veseli in ponosni, da je dal nam Slovencem toliko ljubezni in seveda, da nam je pomagal skozi ta hud čas COVID-a. Kako se ga boš ti spominjala?
Katarina, I'm going to take very fond memories. I'm going to miss the ambassador, Yuri Riffel, you know, dearly, and along with his family. They've been so engaging with the Australian Slovenian community in whatever capacity they could, been supportive, been there for us, happy to engage with the communities no matter where they are in Australia, and we very much appreciate that. And I know from the feedback in the community here in Victoria, he will be missed by many people in our community. And of course we wish him all the best in his next endeavours, and hopefully, you know, his role will be filled by, you know, someone as wonderful as he has been, because he's made a difference in a very good way here in Australia. And as you said, especially during COVID times, some of the most challenging times in our history. And we're very, very grateful for that. So I'll take away lovely memories of his time here in Australia.
Kaj pa tebi pomeni dan državnosti? Kaj tebi pomeni imeti slovenske korenine?
It's something that is very dear to my heart. We spoke about the flag being the Slovenian national flag flying here at Federation Square. And I do recall the first year that the flags were flown here at Federation Square back in 2017. And we actually had an event on the day. It was on a Sunday. And we came down in a bus from the Slovenian mission in Kew. And we got off the bus on Flinders Street and walked around the corner. And I looked up at the flags and I almost burst into tears. And it was just something that I had never imagined would be here. And the reason that the tears almost kept flowing was to look around and see how many people were there on the day and so proud and flying their own flags and dressing in the Slovenian colours or wearing their Slovenian national costumes. It was quite an incredible sight, and it's something that I'll never forget. And the thing that gets to me the most, I guess, or is so more dear to my heart than anything else, is the Slovenian people. No matter where you go in the world, you know, with a Slovenian person, you've got that wonderful bond, and there's always that wonderful hospitality and pride, and it comes through in all of them. And here in Victoria, I'm exceptionally proud of our community and what they've done to help enrich Slovenian culture and heritage here in, you know, this wonderful land that we call home, Australia. And I'm grateful for what they have all done as a community to keep that heritage alive. It's wonderful.
Ja, upajmo, da bodo prihodnje generacije ohranjale vse te običaje, če že jezika ne, ker vemo, da je to zelo težko, enkrat, ko si na tujem in tako daleč stran od domovine, kot smo mi tukaj v Avstraliji, tako rekoč na koncu sveta. In seveda, hvala lepa, Frances, tebi za vse, kar ti počneš in za vse tvoje delo, požrtvovalno delo za nas Slovence tukaj v Avstraliji, še posebej v Melbourneu. Kako boš pa ti praznovala, danes si rekla, da boš potem šla še naprej praznovati na Jadran, kaj bi ti sporočila našim poslušalcem za konec?
Well, if anyone does have a chance to make it down to Federation Square and see the flag flying, the Slovenian flag flying, please do so. It's beautifully flying up there with the Australian national flag. So we have, of course, the Australian national flag, and then we have the Australian Aboriginal flag and the Torres Strait Islanders flag, and the Slovenian national flag flying alongside those. So if you have a chance, please come down. It's beautiful. We'll be here all day. So the celebrations for me have already begun. I've had a wonderful time already. But as you said, I will be heading down to Jadran and enjoying the bonfire and some traditional Slovenian fare. And I encourage anyone to please come along to any of these events that we had previously mentioned that are celebrating this wonderful Slovenian statehood day. And look, if you know you can't get out, you know, I know it's the middle of winter, it can be difficult. Pop on your, Slovenian music at home, chuck on a polka, get your flag out and eat a kranjska kolbasa and enjoy. Have a smile on your face.
Ja, tako, zelo dobro povedano. Jaz se seveda strinjam in vsem Slovenkam in Slovencem še enkrat zaželim vse čestitke ob dnevu državnosti. Tebi, Frances, pa najlepša hvala, da si se oglasila v studiju in seveda se še kaj vidiva.
Thank you so much, Katarina, for having me. I really appreciate it. I'm grateful for the time. Vse najboljše. Najlepša hvala. Thank you.
Všečkaj, deli, komentiraj. Spremljaj SBS Slovenijo na Facebooku.